Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for people who basically want their eyes and ears open, pricked up, who need to basically be enlightened. So please, if you're somebody who basically wants to address the social overwhelming problem of man, who wants to really deal with dilemma, make this world better, really, honestly, tune in. Hello, I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and on the other side of this line, no, I'm not. I'm Talk Dude, and the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
This community Organic OK.
And you are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. It is 7 o'clock here on the dot, and you are, feel free to chime in with your two cents. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And this show is brought to you by the one and only Organic OK, who is fighting for this crusade, this goal, who is fighting, honestly, to make this world a better place. Please, join him. He can't do it alone. He can't do it with just the two of us. Despite all my abilities, we need help. We need you. All right. Now, Organic, let's rap a little bit about those battered men, those poor, unfortunate souls. No, look, I knew this was a problem. I didn't think it was as big as the battered women problem, but it still is a problem. Nobody should be hitting anybody, but people are doing it. You see, my parents always told me.
One of the things you're doing, you're doing something. I need to back up a minute. You're saying a problem is a problem, and you're addressing a problem. For those who are dealing with opposition, you have to clear that. You need to be more sensitive to opposition that a person dealing with so you can truly understand when you're going through a problem how someone should embrace your opposition. Not say, oh, he's disabled, he should be used to it. See? So what you were saying, it's got a very poignant light to it, but what happens is it's almost like you poured a couple of good tasty drink, and guess what you did? We just wasted it all on your clothes. And what I'm trying to explain to you is, just take your time and appreciate these things, appreciate the people. And as you were saying, I don't want to forget the point when you was making a point. Go ahead, sir. Make the point.
Okay, my point basically here is that look. Nobody should hit anybody, but you can't always rely on that, can you? I mean, it's like when I was a kid. I mean, I took up martial arts because that was the thing at the time. You remember how big it was in the 90s? It was kind of an epic thing, thanks to all that pop culture stuff. But the truth is,
I'm glad people realize that you took some form. So when they test you, they ain't gonna feel bad. They're gonna feel like, oh yeah, I ain't gonna take a lot on you. So when they expect you to know that. So you said that, hopefully you never have to be tested. Now, remember that what you say, it comes to life when people are using things against you. So go ahead, keep talking in the way you're talking.
Okay.
I mean, it's not supposed to hide yourself, but you got to understand, when you're saying something to public domain, this is not, this is not your community, a limit of people that are looking at you from this limited of, these people I went to school with. Oh, these people are in my community. You look at people past the people that you're familiar with, they've possibly been giving you drama, right? So it's people past the people that's been giving you drama that not letting give you drama, but it's people that's past the people that you're familiar with that peaceful that possibly see things another way. So you was getting to a point. I just wanted to make a little bit of info on what that is, as you were saying.
Look, nobody should hit anybody. Basically, the thing is that martial arts we learn it so we don't have to use it forever the wrong reasons. There's always somebody that will.
Sorry,
point
sorry.
I'm making.
We're comedians. Guess what you have to understand.
I'm making this a little too serious here, aren't I?
No, you not realize there's certain people that know martial arts will kick your butt at the drop of a hat. They say, oh, well, that's not the way they're supposed to do it, but isn't that true?
I just addressed that. I just pointed there's always someone who's going to misuse it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who will fight you at the drop of a hat, and you don't know they know martial arts because how fast they're willing to fight you with no hesitation. So the people that program it, you know, you'd be like, is this accurate on how you're telling me? You know, it's like people trying to tell you, no, no, you don't use it, but I use it. It's like, what is this about? Now, you have some good points, man. Keep going. I'm listening.
All right. The point is nobody should hit anybody, but you can't always rely on that. People have a natural, basically, violent sort of nature. That's the sad thing. I mean, the thing is you want to protect yourself, but there's always that aggressive kind of it's existed from us since the beginning. All animals, all sentient beings have it. It's a fact. Now, really. No. Really. But in the end, how do we break ourselves from this pattern of thinking? How do we stop ourselves from basically just battering each other? I saw now one of the scariest things about it is that there's nothing a woman basically loves more than the idea of a man, no matter what, he's never going to hit her. She can't wait to look for any excuse to punk and dog him, whatever. And this is what stops people from causing violence more than anything, the fear of repercussion, of consequences.
But where did that come from? Do people just feel that? It's not really, sometimes, it's not really that filter of that man. Now, some women know the guy that they're dating, how he would attack them. And they don't go that route necessarily when they know, this guy I can't try it with. And some women know the guys they're dealing with would not cross that line. And guess what happened with some of the women? Yeah, they won't stop until that guy said, hey, you let her do that to you? But this is the thing. Listen to this. This is the point I'm getting at. Now, this show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future.
That's right. That's damn right. And that's what this is about. That's what this is about. And basically, it's something how to stop that batteredness, that abusive, that sort of, how do we stop that?
I don't want to nitpick over the actual true elements of people that's trying to truly change the infrastructure or what it means. What I'm saying to you is, my thing is, how are we truly changing people that willing to invest into this lifestyle of non-cross-contamination, of seeing somebody giving them solutions that can work for them and things that will actually work effectively. We are not necessarily having people in place. You have to truly understand, as you're working these things out, what is the most healthiest, you know, understanding that you can utilize for what you have been accustomed to being aware of. Now, you know, everybody is not equipped to give everybody the same level of information that's going to work. Guess what? Some people, based on how they talk, based on how they interact with the conversation, it's almost like they're distracting you. You ever have somebody almost distracting you? Like, what that person is giving you is almost like they're undermining what you experience, based on how they're interacting with you, right?
Yeah.
So think about this. It's a lot of men tell you, man, hey, if you ever need any help, man, I'll be there. No problem. But guess what?
What?
They utilize this platform of battered man to talk about men. I ain't never let no woman batter me. I don't know what that means. What does battered mean? Like, no woman never talks to me this way. And it just and to me, it's like, if it never happened to you, doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Right?
Yeah.
And some of the things I see people say, I hear them talk, I know what they're talking about is not completely true as I hear them talk. You know?
Yeah. Dang. That's just, how do we stop the abuse? How do we stop turning on each other? I think.
Hold on a second, sir. You're trying to make something that's kind of, it's almost you becoming a, like, subconsciously, I don't think you're clear, but you're becoming cross-contaminated. So you're making it, you're asking the question so easy, how can you do this, how can you do that, when everybody in that experience is not responding the same way. So
indeed.
You're saying something almost like a annoying fly in somebody's ear. Like somebody say, hey, why you just let this woman talk to you crazy? And people say, I ain't letting her do nothing. She's doing it because she's forced to. You know, and you can't, I mean, we can't, like, that's you know, how can you say how this happened when it's so many different equations on how this go about. And it's things that lead up that you already seen examples about this person, but you allow this person to be in your company because you possibly want to mate with her. You like her personality and you think it's her personality, but you can see she already shown you different violent things about her temperament, right? Things that she already shown you and you thought was just, oh, that's sexual. But think about if that's not that limit to her just being sexual with you. Imagine if that changed, but she wouldn't be violent. Or maybe the things that she can't control about you because your temperament is almost, you know, so elusive of dealing with it. She feels like you're dismissing how she's feeling, and especially if you're intimate and she feels like she can control you and you are giving her something more intimate than she actually can, you know, dictate the outcome. And that's one of the things happen too when you're dealing with partners sexually, when they come out the gate sometimes and they, you know, depending on if they're considered a more attractive one and they've been committed to getting their way, they've been committed to being a more important one, and then they run across somebody that's laid back and they look at them and say, well, I don't think you're this, and then when you sexually, you know, arouse them more than they feel like, oh, we're not on the same level, you're more equipped to handle me than I am equipped to handle you. Then, you know, start digging in, start thinking about, oh, no, do this, don't do this. Like, it's so many equations that we have to be clear about. It's not so much about the people not dealing with the problem. People that are dealing with the problem that don't have the support. Remember what I was telling you about, like, if a man is going through an opposition, are you truly helping the man? Are you truly helping him when he needs the help? Or are you starting to base what you're going through that may not be that person's experience, not be the way the person. Person, listen, we think about a society about all the guys are weak, but sometimes the guys are so strong, they trying to hold us back, and you're trying to label every guy with the same oppositional ability. Some guys are like, oh, no, I don't want to do this because, you know, I don't have this limitation. I can, you know, harm this woman, I can harm this man, I can harm these people. And this guy, understand, if you don't have those kind of, you know, limitations, you know, every person don't have that. And you're provoking, oh, you let a woman whip you, oh, man, you're weak. Sometimes the weakness is not clean and prepared as the strength is within the ability of not having that. So we have to be more considerate about how this person is dealing with the opposition.
I was going to make that point myself, actually, at one point. It's 7:15 on the dot here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. You are listening to Talk Dude and Organic OK. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Please, good people, let us know what you think about this ongoingly violent epidemic that has been plaguing our world since forever, which seems to be an old, ancient, antiquated idea, but somehow it's still a nasty habit we just won't shake. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
But see, the thing is, too, Talk Dude, this is the thing that Talk Dude always saying, DJ Bohafiki, and DJ Bohafiki is always saying Talk Dude, or I say it, because I say it a couple of times. I put it out in the air and said, DJ Buffalo Feces, and DJ Buffalo Feces listening to me like, I'm not DJ Buffalo Feces. I'm Talk Dude, and I'm like, hey, y'all, Talk Dude, what's going on? And Talk Dude said, I'm not Talk Dude. This is really, you know, and vice versa, right? So I say these things, and only Talk Dude. I'm introducing the person, and it's not the person. But at times I say this because I'm trying to fit in the air that these people, and they had to work out their problems too. Now, we know it's not just about that. It's about when you're talking about violence, you know, being battered, it's in different forms, right? Somebody is, I tell you this too. I say, well, it's not always about someone is physically touching you, right? It's about emotionally. How this person, think about this, how people, society, have made these kind of ruling, right? Like, you can have a brand new outfit on, brand new haircut, styling, and everything, you know. And a person that you may not be attracted to, may never, you know, would never talk to, this person can just walk up to you, touch you, and tell you what you look like, and if that person decides they're attracted to you, they have that much so often. And in some cases where it don't have to happen that way, but this is what I see. I know you can test for this. I've seen women that are, you know, maybe down on the actual option they have to understand what's going on with them. And that person, look at this. This woman, she's relocated. You know, I call relocated because I don't say when people don't got a place to stay. I just say relocate, right? So
yeah. She's
relocated, and she is, you know, and it's crazy because some people out there that relocated, some of the more attractive women, and she, listen to this. She might ask, can she touch you? Can I touch you? And you look at her, it's different levels. Cause, I mean, it's facts, you know. There's women out there that don't have the problems you think. Some women out there may not have a drug issue, may not have, you know, these things that you're familiar with. Everyone don't have it, right? You may find one that just don't have a place to stay and just navigating things. And maybe exactly the one you wanted to be with that don't have, you know, these problems that you think upstairs or substance issues, right? And maybe so nice to you that you think something wrong with you. You might even look at this person like what they're saying because it just seems like, oh, this don't make sense in your mind because you already, you know, like some things you make up so much in your mind, right? That you're not really investigating what you really like about it or what to truly, you know, and you just going by, time go by, and, you know, you side after time go by, you happen to see this person, and you're like, oh, something wrong with this person because this person acting too nice, right? And then maybe you didn't really look at it. You know, sometimes you don't look at people completely. You kind of glance at them, but when you try to look at something, you look at something, see how, you know, how it really is. So, wow, this person. And so you start talking with this person, right? Guess you find out.
What?
You can find out this person will have a substance issue. And it's not what you necessarily think. And guess what sometimes? You find the person extremely not, I ain't talking about acting like they nice, acting like these things, and they preying on you. That's a whole nother story, sir. I'm talking about something, there's nothing wrong with this person, right? Nothing wrong with this person. I got no kids, you know, don't have any transmitted diseases, and you find out that what's wrong with this person is a person that you would never find, because most people that you think is the best in the optional pool, right? You think they're all taken. You think they're all taken, and I can't find a person like that. Guess what? The most valuable people that you think are so, you know, out your reach, but guess what? Sometimes they're so close to you that you don't have to reach for them. They're reaching for you. Right?
Yeah.
So sometimes the most valuable women that you ever meet, that you've been looking for, you think, well, I can't never find it. I ain't going to never find it. Sometimes there's so much of a treasure within your desires that the limitations has been in your mind, not in your life. And you find out, am I getting somewhere with you? As I'm listening, I'm trying to listen to your appetite, sir. As the world, you out there in the world, listen to this. There's so many amazing people. You have never met every person. So every woman that you think is amazing, that you choose, guess what? I'm going to tell you all something. There's people out there, as I'm getting to the story, because I'm not quite done. As I'm getting through this story, it's women out there that you think you like, and you got your fantasy, and guess what happens? You know what's so funny? It's women out there better than your fantasy that you just have not met, and you didn't know the circumstances that reveal in front of you, and you're not even knowing. This is the kind of person that have stumbled up in your life that's non-cross-contaminated, that you couldn't plan it if you wanted to. And those particular type, it's more battering of cross-contaminating what you expectate with them type of women that you never would find if you wouldn't look for. You wouldn't wear your best outfit. These particular ones will find you when you're looking at your worst, and you'll be like, oh, you trying to hide. Sometimes you're trying to hide because you're not dressed up. And you're thinking, well, there's no way I can find the best type of woman because I'm not dressed up. Guess what?
Fine.
They're the ones that truly, it's just something about when you're truly right, you don't have to do all the things that you don't have. That's what makes it so natural. It's all the things you think you need to have that you would never find it because that's not what's needed when someone's truly right. It will be there. That's what I'm explaining to you, gentlemen out there. So many women out there that truly can help you, gentlemen out there. You don't have to have this cross-contaminated experience because it's not in every woman's design. It's in the true nature of design to be at peace. And as you're at peace, you truly weather the balance within the harvest that has been nurtured from another level of what women have did before this time in life and what have been invested into this time. So it's never going to, you never going to see. Now, it is something in your harvest, your appetite of your ability to what you can actually come across in discovering something that's remarkable than what everybody else. Because you could be the exceptional person needs to restructure that roller tilling in that love and desire that people have may not have that actually desire to do. And this is the thing, it takes you to another place when you find someone that is so humble, clothes are messed up, and they're not like a person that you're just trying to fix up, and this person's not going to do what you say. I'm talking about someone that you find out they're compatible to you, they don't have emotional baggage hiding to try to scam you, and you can truly be honest with this person, and you can see things growing. And those type of people are truly innating to change the weather in their actual struggle in life. And you truly is giving them a perspective. Truly when that's there and you don't necessarily know it's all available, you start seeing things in your life change instantly without necessarily knowing it. You're like, wow, I got some things just changing. You don't know what it is because, especially when you're distracted, because a lot of times those things happen when you're having a bad time, right? That's what's so funny about your harvest. Sometimes cross-contamination, those things could be taking a bath for you. And you may not even be dealing with that problem, but you're dealing with so many things that attach to people's opposition that you feel like you was emotionally locked out of things that you truly thought you know because it's things that people did not work out for themselves. And then when those people left your circumstances because you were so invested, you didn't realize it wasn't you that was going through the struggle. It was more you clearing out the oppositional things in their life, and they ain't recognizing that, right? So when you're clearing these things out and you're truly invested, the vested it actually affects you in your life. In the cleaning of what you truly did and not contaminated, it affects your life, and you'll be warding yourself not even knowing it, and people will be infected with this positivity. Now, this is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future.
Fuck and on. I am Talk Dude. I just want to say, everybody out there, you can uncontaminate yourself. So if you can get these destructive elements out of your life, you can basically pull them out one by one. Identify what they are. Once you diagnose the beast, once you see how you're put in a situation where you're battered, you may be battering yourself. It's right there in front of you. You just got to take it. Life is about overcoming. Really. Bless you all. Everyone who tunes in, you can get all our shows on the web, on Blog Talk Radio. You can get everything. And we invite you one last time to call in real quick. Let us know what's going on. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
You have any final words, Comedian Talk Dude?
I guess the best words I can give all of you, I wish you nothing but blessings. I wish you nothing but basically get out of the destructive patterns. Free yourself. It can happen. It can really happen.
But also, this is one thing I want to say before the show is over. I have to make sure that I clear for those out there, the young people out there, young men out there that is dealing with oppositional things in their life, and for those out there that are just trying to live and not recognizing people and they're contaminating, experiencing in their lives that they don't realize how people are trying to change their view because they don't have the contaminated viewpoint and not how it's affecting their lives. I just say to those out there, those women out there, and also those young women out there that are dealing with oppositional patterns that are destroying them and not knowing it, and we got to realize a man, this life has been changed, and that's been changed by a man. It's been changed by a woman nature. Woman nature is an investment. As you enter into this sexual connection and this vibration level, this thing that it's taking experience in your, invested in your vibration level. Women, we have to be very clear, any woman is not in alignment to help you because the alignment of her not having an alignment of the vibration level of tuning in and, balancing, pulling you from an element that is unorthodox, right? It is acceptance to that experience, right? But if it's right, it's right. No limitations by the sex that the man is or the woman is. It's actual ability within that person investing. I like to say I appreciate women. I say I appreciate young men. I say I appreciate young women. I appreciate older women. I appreciate women just in general.